Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for area high school baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the Area High School Baseball pregame show on the exclusive broadcast home, the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights and set the stage for first pitch, all while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of Area High School Baseball. The best broadcast coverage in Mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gazaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of Area High School Baseball is brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. The excitement is building in the stands and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network, Blake Gazaway.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Blake Gazaway, late afternoon, I should say. Blake Gazaway here with you as we are getting set for Southern Boone and Hallsville baseball, both teams matching up here today as we have the Show Me Sports Network baseball showdown as National Anthem getting ready to happen as starting lineups finished up here as we will have National Anthem here in just a minute as we'll take a quick break and be back and get you set for the starters as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Wren's Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Wren's Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Wren's Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Spring always brings two things, taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
National Anthem finished up as we are getting set for our Show Me Sports Network baseball showdown. Apologize, I had to get the real boss here today, so listen, I'm my 8-year-old, so running a little bit behind getting to the ballpark here, still trying to work through getting the rosters put in, but both teams matching up here today as it is a beautiful day here at the ballpark as it is so much better than all the other games we've done. The sun is out as it's been much of the season, but it is sunny and 70 degrees. I say partly cloudy, but most importantly, there's no wind as we have had a whole lot of wind over the last couple of weeks for Southern Boone baseball, as well as Hallsville baseball. Austin Thomas and the gang have had several Hallsville games, and it has been very, very windy there as well. Pardon me while I get things put in my scorebook here. Do apologize, too. Our Facebook has been shut down. Facebook account got hacked over the weekend, so we've been unable to post anything, as this will be Caden Thompson stepping in. So he will step in. Indians sit at 4-6 on the season for Southern Boone. They sit at 11-3. First pitch in there for strike one. There's going to be a bouncing ball that will be taken at first. It's dropped by Richardson, as that will be an error to get things started here, as Caden Thompson stands at first base. That is the E3. Now this will be Colton Nichols. Thompson playing in right field. Nichols starting at shortstop. First pitch. It's in there, strike one. Getting the start on the mound is Blaine Hargis for Southern Boone. So he'll look in. He'll get the sign from Beckman. There's going to be a ball sliced foul. So I want to put the count at 0-2. So count sits at 0-2. Top of the first we play. The runner at first base. That one misses, ball one. So count sits at 1-2. Next offering from Hargis. That one's going to be a bit upstairs and inside, so count will sit at 2-2. Good. Nichols starting at shortstop. There's going to be a pitch swung on and missed for out number one. Now this is Braden Matheny stepping in. Athenia Jr. Thompson, a junior as well, and Nichols, a senior. So Matheny steps in here. There's going to be a ball popped up. And center fielder, that's Austin Evans, tracks it down for out number two. His first pitch, out number two. Now this will be catcher and Landon Cunningham. Cunningham, a freshman. He steps in here. So he steps in. First pitch to him. There's going to be a ball back to Hargis. He will snag. He will throw to first for out number three. In the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, nobody left on the base path. We will go to the bottom of the inning, still scoreless. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you!
We go here to the bottom of the first inning. Will Ewens will be the pitcher. He is a senior for Hallsville. And we said it's a beautiful 70-degree day. Couple more tosses, then we'll be ready to get started. So this will be Austin Evans leading things off. The senior, left-handed batter, left-handed thrower. He's also a pitcher. So he steps in here for Southern Boone. And neither team has put up any runs. Of course, we've only played a half inning. There's going to be a well-hit ball to right field. The right fielder will drop the ball. He jumped and had it in his glove, and he bobbles that. So that will put Evans on first base. So this will be senior Chase Morris. He's a right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. He's the starting shortstop. So he steps in here. Steps in with one on and nobody out. He's going to hit a well-hit ball. That's hard. That's right at the left fielder who will make the grab for out number one. So one pitch and one out. So now this will be Riker Zimmerman. Riker playing at second base. Zimmerman, a senior, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So Riker steps in here. Steps in with one out on the board, runner at first base. First offering, he's going to pop that up in foul territory on the first base side. Coming over and not going to be able to make the grab. Lost it, I think, in the sun. So that will be strike one. So count will sit at no balls and one strike. In these two teams matching up in our Show Me Sports Network baseball showdown. Runner's going to take second. That's Evans. Throw was low and it'll be blocked. No throw down to second base. So Evans will have a stolen base. So he will be at second base. Count sits at one ball and one strike. Next pitch, that one a bit upstairs. So count sits at 2-1. Ewing's being very patient here. Next delivery, there's going to be a ball hit hard, high into right field. Right fielder going back, still going back, still going back. He will not make the grab. It'll one hop over the fence as it'll be a ground roll double. As trotting home will be Evans as the ball one hops the fence as Zimmerman gets a ground roll double, has the first runs of the game for Southern Boone. As coming home is Evans, as he was standing at second base. So now this will be Jace Reynolds. Reynolds, a senior, right-handed batter. First pitch in there, strike one called. As taking third is Zimmerman on that first pitch. So count sits, one ball, no strikes. Next Next one, that one swung on and missed, so count evens at one ball, one strike. Another look in here. Reynolds. 0-2 delivery. That one called. Strike three. Reynolds is retired for out number two. Now this will be starting pitcher, senior Blaine Hargis. He steps in. So he's trying to help out his own cause as his team has a 1-0 lead. That first pitch, that one inside, ball one. There's going to be a ball popped up. That will get out of play. So count evens at one ball, one strike. Ewens looks back in. And as a runner at third base, that pitch down a bit low as count sits two balls, no strikes. And Southern Boone trying to add to their 1-0 lead here as they've jumped out early. This pitch, there's going to be a bounce, a ball hit into center field. That'll take a bounce before he gets to the center fielder as Zimmerman will come in as Southern Boone has a 2-0 lead as Hargis lays that one in play. So he has an RBI single. So this will be catcher Braden Beckman stepping in. Beckman, a junior right-handed batter. Right-handed throw. We do have a courtesy runner here as this will be Jace Troth, the sophomore, stepping in. So Droth will step in at first base for Hargis. He's going to break for second. His first pitch in there, strike one, throw offline as Droth will be at first base. That ball ends up in center field, not far enough for him to advance any further. Next offering. That one just missed. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next pitch. There's going to be a ball hit hard to center field. Center fielder tracking over to his left. He will step back. He will make the grab for out number three. Well, in the inning, Southern Boone able to put up two runs. They did so on two hits, one error. They left one on the base path. We will go to the second inning. Southern Boone leading by a 2-0 lead. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
We go here to the top of the second inning in Southern Boone. As a 2-0 lead. Two runs on a couple of hits. First pitch in there, ball one. Tell you who this batter is. This is Mellaways. There's going to be a ball fouled up. It is over near the first base dugout. Hargis will track it all the way. He will make the grab for out number one. That was Tracy Mellaway. Mellaway playing at third base. He's a sophomore. So now stepping in is designated hitter Ethan Biddle. Biddle a senior. There's going to be ball fouled back, so he will be up in the count, or even in the count at one ball. One strike, that one caught Beckman, so we're going to give him a chance here to gather himself as that one hit him in the groin. Well, Southern Boone again sitting at the 2-0 lead here. Trying to give Beckman as much time here as that one hit him on the inside of the leg or in the groin area, so he says he is okay. So count sits at one ball, one strike. There's going to be a pitch swung on and missed for strike number two. Next delivery, that one also swung on and missed. So two up and two down. Now this will be pitcher. Will Ewens, he is a senior. So he will step in here. First pitch, just a bit outside. Ball one. Count sits at one ball, no strikes. And Ewan's starting pitcher here. There's going to be a ball popped up as it'll be in foul territory. Trying to come over is Salter. Good hustle there, but ran out of room. We gave good chase, but just ran out of real estate. So count sits at one ball, one strike. Again, 2 outs on the board. There's going to be another ball lifted foul. That'll be out of play. Count will sit at one ball, two strikes. So one ball, two strike count. Ewens steps back in. Next pitch from Hargis. Ball two, so count will sit at two balls, two strikes. Two outs on the board. Next delivery, that one is low. Now we're full at three balls, two strikes. So count sits at 3-2. Next pitch, that one inside, ball four. So two out walk issued. You're going to have a courtesy runner here. This will be Jace Watson Thywitz. So this will be Drake Snell, the center fielder. First pitch, ball one. He's a sophomore. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next pitch, there's going to be a bouncing ball. Morris will glove. He will step on the bag for out number three. So that takes us no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on the base path. That takes us to the bottom of the second inning. We'll go. Southern Boone leading by a 2-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage between Hallsville and Southern Boone here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Hallsville School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Join Hallsville School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit hallsville.org and click on the employment link under Our District tab.
Buff's RV is your locally owned and operated RV dealership in Festus, Missouri. We've been in business since 1972, with several of our employees having over 30 years experience each in the industry. We strive to put customer satisfaction first and foremost. Buff's RV has a well-stocked parts inventory with our main focus on our service department. Call us at 636-937-9183 or stop by and see us at 2085 US 67 in Festus. Whether you need advice, parts, or service, and everything in between, Buff's RV, where your adventure awaits.
We go here to the bottom of the second inning. Southern Boone again leading by a 2-0 score. This will be 7-8-9 to up designated hitter Jackson Woodward. He's a sophomore, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. See what lead things off. First offering from Ewan. It's a bit low, ball one. So count will sit. One ball, no strikes. So one ball, no strikes. That pitch, that one's going to hit him right in the back between the one and the five. So he's going to be hit by pitch. Jog on down to first base. So that'll be Hunter Richardson. Hunter Richardson playing first base. He's a senior. He's going to pop that one up. So that'll get into the outfield. That'll get down. Take a couple hops. Be cut off by the right fielder as Richardson will have a stand-up double. That's first pitch. He sends that one into right field. So now this will be Jace Wren, the junior. He's a right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. So he will step in here. Runners at second and third. Nobody out here. First pitch from Ewan. That one dropped in there. Ball one. Sorry, strike one, rather. So count sits at no balls and one strike. Next pitch, that one also in there for strike two. So again, count sits at 0-2. Next pitch, that one's going to be sliced foul and get out of play. So we'll stay at 0-2 here. So again, count sits at 0-2. Next pitch, that one's upstairs. So count goes 1-2. Wren again steps in and gets ready as Ewan looks in. Runners at second and third, nobody out here. Bottom of the second, we play. That pitch, that one upstairs. So now we're even at 2-2. Two balls, 2-2. Next delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up. Right fielder will take a few steps in. Now he'll run in. He'll make the grab as tagging at third. Play is cut off. The run scores. Ball gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for Richardson to come home. Now we'll go top the lineup and A.J. Evans. And it does score one run, so now Southern Boone leads by a 3-0 score. So Tucker Salter playing in right field. He's not batting. He's DH for him, but made our way through the lineup as that pitch bounces across home plate to Evans for ball one. Richardson not coming home there. Evans will be heading the count at 1-0. Next offering, that one upstairs, ball two. So count will sit at 2-0. Evans steps back in the left-hand batter's box. Ewens looks back in. He'll look at third. Deliver home. There's going to be a ball hit into right field. Right fielder will misplay this one as well off his glove. As the run comes home, as Evans rounds second, he is going to be at third base there. Got to give him the green light to go to third as he has a stand-up at bat there. As he stands at third base. Get a real good read on it, did the right fielder. Richardson comes home and scores. So now this will be Chase Morris stepping in. He steps in. He steps in with runner at third base, just one out on the board here. First offering to him from Ewens is way upstairs, ball one. So 1-0. Ewan's next pitch, that one low, ball two. So Ewens will look back in. So Morris has a 2-0. Again, runner at third base. Ewens looks over there and delivers home. There's going to be a ball foul on the third base side. So count will go 2-1. Well, Morris steps back in here. The bottom of the second we play, Southern Boone leading 4-0. There's going to be a ball popped up. It's got too far under it. Left fielder coming in. He'll make the grab. As tagging coming home is Evans. He will score. His throw cut off. It's now 5-0. Southern Boone lead as Morris drives in the run. So Zimmerman steps in here. Southern Boone again leading by a 5-0 score. Zimmerman had a double, drove in an RBI. With a ground rule double, he scored himself, had a stolen base. All in just one at bat, first pitch in there, strike one. Ewan's next delivery, that one bounces across home plate. So count even at 1-1. Zimmerman steps back in. 1-1 delivery. That one low and inside. Ball two. The count sits at 2-2. That one a bit inside. So now we're 3-1. Next delivery. There's going to be a ball hit hard into left field, as that is going to be gone. As Zimmerman turns on it and sends it over the left field fence. As that thing said, see ya. As it goes over the left field fence, as he will touch them all. So he has a solo home run here. So he rounds third, comes home. As he gives Southern Boone a 6-0 lead. So now this will be Jace Reynolds stepping in, the third baseman. 2 outs on the board. So he steps in here. First pitch to him. He's going to take a big swing and a miss, strike one. Next offering to him, there's going to be a ball that's lifted. Center fielder coming in. He will make the grab for out number three. Well, in the innings, Southern Boone able to put up 4 runs. They did so on 3 hits. No errors, and they left nobody on the base path. As we will go to the third inning, Southern Boone leading by a 6-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone and Hallsville baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
We go here to the top of the third inning. Batters 9-1 and 2 due up. Southern Boone has the 6-0 lead here. They plated 2 in the bottom of the first and 4 in that bottom of the second inning is how they have gotten to their 6-0 lead. This will be left fielder and Lawson Burks stepping in. Hargis entering his third inning. Burks, a sophomore. He'll show bunt. He'll lay it down on the third base side, but it goes foul. So he will be down in the count. 0-1. He's got to jog back here to home plate. So again, he will be down at 0-1. Hargis gets the sign. 0-1 delivery. That one a bit low and inside, ball one. And first baseman, though not bad, is Spencer Cosgrove. And we'll go top of the lineup, swinging and a miss on the next offering from Hargis. Takes the count, 1-2. One-two delivery swung on and missed for out number one. His second strikeout of the day dealt by Hargis. So now we'll go back to the top of the lineup, Ryfield, Caden Thompson. So Thompson steps in. First pitch from Hargis to him is outside, ball one. So he'll set it a 1-1, no strike count. Next pitch, that one upstairs and inside, ball two. So count sits at 2-2. Next offering, there's going to be a pitch swung on and missed for strike one. So again, count sitting at 2-1. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball sliced foul. That will get out of play. So count evens at 2-2. There's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be taken at second. Throw to first to get the out there. Two up and two down. That's going to be shortstop Colton Nichols stepping in. Nichols struck out his last time up. So Nichols will step in here. With two outs on the board. First pitch to him. He's going to pop that one into right field. Salter will work to his left. Still work to his left. He will make the grab for out number three. Just 10 pitches needed there. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on the base path. We will go to the bottom of the third. Still a 6-0 Southern Boone lead. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Attention Eagles fans, here's your chance to help the student athletes of Southern Boone County by becoming a member of the Southern Boone Booster Club. Your gifts help provide all Southern Boone County athletes with a safe and positive experience while attending our school district, and also help purchase items that our sports team couldn't otherwise afford. You can join the Southern Boone Booster Club this season for as little as $25. Membership is open to everyone. Interested in joining? Look them up on Facebook by searching Southern Boone Booster Club or email them at sbcathleticboosters@gmail.com. Let's go Eagles!
Creating custom, handcrafted woodworking projects has never been easier. Become a member of Sawdust Studios and enjoy 24/7 access to a woodworker's paradise. Outfit with industry-leading professional-grade tools, Sawdust Studios offers endless woodworking possibilities. Don't have woodworking experience? No problem, as Sawdust Studios offers affordable classes from a community of woodworkers, experienced designers, and master craftsmen. Youth classes are also offered for those junior woodworkers. For more information, search Sawdust Studios on Facebook or find them online at Sawdust247.com. Sawdust Studios, your community woodshop.
We go here to the bottom of the third inning. Southern Boone again leading by a 6-0 score. So it'll be batters 5, 6, and 7 due up for Southern Boone. They've got those 6 runs on just 5 hits. So starting pitcher Blaine Hargis will get things started. So he will step in here, trying to help out his own cause. So Ewens will look in, get the sign. Pitcher against pitcher matchup. There's going to be a ball lifted into the outfield. Looks like it's going to get into the gap, and it does, as it will hop to the 6-5-0-1-0 baseball sign in the outfield as Hargis is given the green light to third base. He'll be in there, no throw. So Hargis has a leadoff triple. So he'll be standing at third base. We'll have Jace Troth come out again as a courtesy runner. So this will be catcher Braden Beckman stepping in. First offering to Beckman. He's going to hit that one high, but it's shallow as shortstop comes over, makes the grab for out number one. This will be Jackson Woodward stepping in. Woodward was hit by a pitch last time. Only at bat so far here today, then scored in that inning. He was one of four runs that Southern Boone pushed across. Ewing looks in, first offering. That one misses ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next pitch, there's going to be a slow bouncing ball to third. They'll look home. Now they have a rundown as Troth is going to revert back to third base as he will be tagged out for number two. Woodward does end up at second. So now this will be Hunter Richardson. So he steps in with two outs on the board. First pitch to him is ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next pitch, that one upstairs, couldn't drop it in, so count will be two balls and no strikes. I'll look in here from Ewens. 2-0 delivery. There's going to be a ball fouled way out of play. So count goes two balls, one strike. So two balls, one strike. And two outs here as we play in the bottom of the third. That pitch, that one's going to be upstairs and inside. So count sits at three balls and one strike. Richardson steps back in. Three-one delivery. That one is going to be way inside, just about brushes him on the way by. It'll be ball four. So now this will be Jace Wren, the left fielder, stepping in. He drove in a run his last time up. So he steps in here. With two outs, two runners on. First pitch to him. There's going to be a ball that'll get down into right field as they will give the green light. As ball mishandled, throw not home as the run scores as Wren has an RBI single with two outs. Richardson goes to second base as Woodward comes home on the play. So this will be AJ Evans stepping in. Reach first with a error. First pitch outside, ball one. Reach first with an error, stole a base, scored on a ground rule double. He's also had a double, or had a triple rather. Another RBI. There's going to be a ball hit a mile in the air. The right fielder going back, going over. Nobody will get there as that baby is gone. As a three-run home run for Evans. Goes out over the connections Bank sign out in right center field as Evans will touch them all as he steps on home plate as he's got a three-run home run. So he clears the base path. As Richardson scores. Wren scores. Now this will be Chase Morris, his first pitch inside, ball one. So it's a 10-0 Southern Boone lead. That pitch, that one upstairs. So count sits at 2 balls, no strikes. So 2 balls, no strikes. So 2-0. There's going to be another well-hit ball as that will go to left field. However, it will stay in the park as that will be out number three as Morris drives out to the left field. Well, Southern Boone able to put up 4 runs. They now lead by a 10-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 2018, Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Hahn Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732. To find out more on Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
Attention Indians fans, here's your chance to help the student athletes of Hallsville by becoming a member of the Hallsville Athletic Boosters. Your gifts help provide all Hallsville athletes with a safe and positive experience while attending our school district, and also help purchase items that our sports team couldn't otherwise afford. You can join the Hallsville Athletic Boosters this season for as little as $25. Membership is open to everyone. Interested in joining? Look them up on Facebook by searching Hallsville Athletic Boosters or email them at hallsvilleathleticboosters@gmail.com. Let's go Indians!
Well, Southern Boone able to tack on some more runs. They put up another 4 spot as they lead by a 10-0 margin here as we go to the top of the fourth inning. As it'll be batters 3, 4, and 5. This will be second baseman Braden Matheny. So first offering, there's going to be a ball that will get into left field and try to make the diving grab. He is Wren. That's a gold star there, though, as he laid out for it and just about robbed a hit right there. As Matheny lays into the first pitch. That'll also be Landon Cunningham, the catcher, stepping in. First pitch, he swings and misses. Strike one. So count sits at no balls, 1 strike. That pitch, that one upstairs. Count evens at 1-1. So 1-1 count. Next pitch, swung on and missed. So count will sit at 1-2. So 1-2. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So we still sit at a 1-2 count. One-two delivery. There's going to be another pitch fouled out of play. So 1-2 delivery. That pitch, that one fouled back. So we still sit at a 1-ball, 2-strike count. That pitch, that one's going to be popped up. That will be on the first base side. Hargis coming over and could not put a glove on it. So again, count sits at 1-ball, 2-strikes. There's going to be a ball lifted into right field. Coming over is Salter. He will make the grab in foul territory for out number one. So now this will be third baseman Tracy Melloway. Melloway steps in. Runner at first. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. So count sits at 0-1. Next offering. That one a bit upstairs. They'll throw to first. Back safely is Matheny. Good idea. No tag applied there by Richardson. So 1-1 delivery. That one swung on and missed. For strike number two. So count sits at 1-ball, 2-strikes. Beckman sets up outside. That one called strike three. 2 outs on the board. Good job of Beckman to set up on that outside corner. So now it's to be designated hitter Ethan Biddle stepping in. Biddle struck out in his only at bat here today so far. First pitch, there's going to be a ball rocketed foul on the first base side. So Cowell set at no balls and one strike. Next offering, swung on and missed for strike two is out sitting at 0-2 again, 2 outs, runner at first base. Southern Moon leading 10-0. Runner's going to break for second. That pitch upstairs. No throw down as Nichols will get a stolen base. So Nichols stands at second base, 1-ball, 2-strike count. Top of the fourth we play, 2 outs. Southern Boone leading 10-0. This upcoming pitch, this is the half-century mark here at 50 pitches for Hargis. Is that one outside? So count evens now at 2-ball, 2-strikes. So 2-ball, 2-strikes. Hargis. Second look at second, now delivers home. That one just missed. Now we're full of 3-ball, 2-strikes. So we're full, 3-2. Hargis gets sent. He'll turn and throw. They say the out is there. As Matheny picked off at second base. So that will take us to the bottom of the fourth. Again, Southern Boone leading by a 10-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
We go here to the bottom of the fourth inning against Southern Boone leading by a 10-0 score. So they put those 10 runs up. They've done so on 8 hits along the way. They've been helped out with a couple of errors. A couple more pitches. We do have a pitching change here as well. I'll talk to you about that in just a second. So new pitcher will be Carter Geisler. He's a freshman, so he will come in here to pitch the bottom of the fourth is where he comes in. This will be Zimmerman, Reynolds, and Hargis. First pitch, that one way upstairs and inside, ball one. Zimmerman will be ahead in the count of 1-0, no strikes. So 1-0, no strikes. That's delivery. That one a bit upstairs, ball two. Ball game just a little bit over an hour old at this point, as we're a couple minutes past 6 o'clock here on the Show Me Sports Network. And this is ball three. Blake Gasly here with you, bringing exclusive coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball, as well as Hallsville baseball, as they match up for the Show Me Sports Network Baseball Showdown. 3-0 delivery, that one way outside, ball four, so four-pitch walk issued to Zimmerman to start things off. Now it'll be third baseman Jace Reynolds stepping in. Don't forget, if you're on our YouTube channel, we do ask you to click on that subscribe button. That'll help us out. That'll help you find broadcasts in the future a lot easier. Make sure you don't miss any of our upcoming games, as well as our archive games. Plus, over the weekend, our Facebook got hacked, so that one's going to hit him. So Reynolds is hit by a pitch, so he will jog down to first base. So now this will be Blaine Hargis, but as I said, over the weekend, my Facebook was hacked and shut down, so I currently don't have access to it, which means I cannot access our Show Me Sports Network Facebook page. We are going to have a courtesy runner here as Reynolds comes out, coming in for him. That is Zach Dehas, the freshman. So working to reestablish access, but currently I do not have any way to access the Show Me Sports Network Facebook page. So I can't post upcoming game graphics and other things like we normally do. So I apologize for that, but working fervently with Facebook and Meta, meaning they're no help and you can never get a person to talk to, but trying to get regain access to my account. That one upstairs, ball one. Not the only person that's having this problem, but cannot find a person to talk to. It's just help forums and articles. That one inside, ball two. And they're not helpful, to be honest. So working to establish that again, but subsequently we do have a new Instagram account, Show Me Sports Network. Just search for that, you'll find us there. That's where I'll be posting game information and such. That one upstairs, ball three. So count sits at 3-0. Simply go to your Instagram and search for Show Me Sports Network and give us a follow there. Best I can do right now, that one way outside, ball four. So the bases will be loaded here for Braden Beckman. However, we're going to have sub here. So Jaden Martin will step in. Get Martin written in, then I'll tell you about him as he will check in for Beckman. So Martin, he is a junior, right-handed batter, right-handed thrower, as meeting out on the mound for the Indians. We're having a conversation out there, as I said, though. Which that'll wrap up. As I said, if you're on our YouTube channel, haven't done so, click on that subscribe button. That'll help us out, help you find future broadcasts as well. Plus, like I said, right now we have a pretty good following on Facebook, but can't access it because somebody decided to start an Instagram account and get us kicked out. They linked it somehow to our account and got us in trouble, even though it wasn't our account. His first pitch will be outside ball one. So count sits, one ball, no strikes. Next delivery, that one's going to be popped foul and out of play. So count even at one ball, one strike. But like I said, with that in mind, you can also find us on our YouTube channel. Of course, you can find us on Instagram. Search for the Show Me Sports Network. You can also find us on Twitter. That one low and away, ball two. As on our Twitter, it's just Show Me Sports Net. Not enough characters to make network, so Show Me Sports Net is where we live there. That one a bit low as well. Ball three. See, the base is loaded here. 3-1 count. Martin steps back in. Next pitch to him. He's going to slice that one foul. So now we're full of 3 balls, 2 strikes. Going to have the pitching change. Giesler steps in. This fourth inning here. Where's the pitcher? Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed for out number one. So now this will be Tucker Salter coming in. So Salter's going to come in here, and he was playing in right field. So Woodward, designated hitter, be a spot he checks in at. So he will step in here. His team has a 10-0 lead. So the senior steps in. I think they're going to make some other substitutions as well. Hunter Richardson is in the on-deck circle for Southern Boone. As home plate umpire and head coach for Southern Boone, Brian Ash, having a conversation here about the lineup and what he's doing. So, just kidding, as it'll be Jackson Woodward. We'll be stepping in here. Then I think Tucker Salter will be up. I don't know, Alyssa. So first pitch misses there. So ball one. One ball, no strikes. Might have to look it up on YouTube. That one upstairs. Ball two. So count sits at 2 balls, no strikes. That pitch, that one low and away, ball three. Again, bases loaded. Zimmerman at third. A courtesy runner. Dehas at second. Hargis stands at first base. That pitch, that one outside, ball four. So Woodward is going to be walked as a run will score. Now this will be Tucker Salter. So Zimmerman scores. Courtesy runner goes to third. Hargis goes to second. Woodward goes to first. First pitch, there's going to be a ball hit to left field. Left fielder coming over. He will not be there as they will wave two runs around as Salter sees his first pitch, and he lines that into left field for a two RBI single as he will stand at first base. As now stepping in, this is Jace Wren. Southern Boone leading now by a 13-0 score. That's two runs plated there by Salter, so he's adding to his RBI total. First pitch misses, ball one. So against Southern Boone, 13-0 here over Hallsville. Next delivery, that went in there, strike one. So count evens at one ball, one strike. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball fouled out of play. Everybody scrambling to get out of the way there. So count sits 1-2. That one's going to be low. Ball two is... Woodward is going to steal third. Salter will move to second. So Rennigan steps back in. And pitch that one upstairs. So now we're full at three balls and two strikes. Next pitch. Upstairs, ball four, so base is loaded again. Wren is walked. Again, one out on the board. So I think we're going to see another pitching change here. Base is loaded, one out on the board. Southern Boone leading by a 13-0 score. That is going to be the call, so... We'll take a quick break here and be right back. After this pitching change, you're tuned into broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your skin so soft, makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Cartier.
At Southern Boone School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Our students need you. Join Southern Boone School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit ashland.k12.mo.us and click on the Employment tab.
We go here to stay in the bottom of the fourth inning. As pitching change here, new pitcher will be Devin Noakes, the senior. So he steps in here. So he inherits a 13-0 deficit with the bases loaded and one out. So Evans is Already had a three-run home run. Had an RBI triple. Well, has reached on an error. He's stolen a base. He's scored three times. So Noakes, a right-handed pitcher. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Again, just one out here as we play this bottom of the fourth. Bases loaded. A one delivery. There's going to be another well-hit ball as center fielder and right fielder both going back. And that one will be up against the fence as it will be a two RBI double as the throw in, not in time, as two runs score as Evans has a two RBI double. As that will end our ball game because of the run rule, as Evans drives in two runs. That scores Woodward from third, as well as Salter from second. So he scores. Wren ends up at third base for what it's worth, and Evans ends up at second as Southern Boone gets a 15-0 win here, as they had those five runs. Did so on just two hits, no errors. Technically, they left two on the base path. Into the ball game, 15 runs on 10 hits. And then one error, three left on the base path for Southern Boone. No runs, no hits. There was one error committed and one left on the base path for Hallsville. And Southern Boone gets the victory as they win in a run-shortened game by 15-0 score. Southern Boone moves their record to 12-3 overall. And for Hallsville, Hallsville drops their record to a 4-7 mark overall, as Southern Boone gets the victory here today in the varsity contest as they win 15-0. They claim our Show Me Sports Network baseball showdown between Hallsville and Southern Boone. Well, that's going to do it for our broadcast here. As for the Show Me Sports Network, I'm Blake Gassaway. It's been my pleasure bringing you broadcast coverage here tonight. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast, as until we talk to you with our next broadcast, so long and have a great rest of your evening.
You've been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in Mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for area high school baseball, the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gassaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your team the best. Exclusive coverage of area high school baseball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Pond Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network, your exclusive home for area high school baseball.
serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.